You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Let me just give you a little thing saying that our guest here today is to share the work of Dr. Weston A. Price, a dentist who studied beautiful straight teeth of indigenous cultures all around the world. Welcome Kim Schutte, board member of Weston A. Price Foundation and founder of Biodynamic Wellness. Thanks for being here. I'm really sorry about what just happened.
That is not a problem. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you today.
Absolutely. Okay. You know what? I wanted to talk to you about this amazing film that was on your WestonAPrice.org website. It was incredible that this doctor, a dentist, it must have been taken the film in the 30s or 40s where he's chatting with some tribal people and checking out their teeth and talking about how sugar and white flour, even back then, he mentioned about that, and I mean, we talk about this every single day, you know, 70, 80 years later, right?
Exactly. He was way ahead of his time.
I tell you, tell us a bit about what he discovered and why we really want to follow his work.
Well, Dr. Weston Price was a dentist here in the United States who, early in his practice, which would have been right around 1920s, started noticing that he was seeing children coming into the practice that didn't have room for their wisdom teeth, their four wisdom teeth, to come in. This was actually unusual in those times. Of course, nowadays, you're really hard-pressed to find anyone in the last couple of generations that have all four wisdom teeth. So he started wondering, why are their jaws not developing wide and deep enough to accommodate the four wisdom teeth? And then as time went along, he was noticing that even their 28 teeth that were coming in crooked. He was also seeing an increase in tooth decay. And this was, again, an anomaly compared to a couple of decades prior. About the same time, the camera had been invented, travel became more accessible, and National Geographic came into print. So he would thumb through National Geographic. He would come across these beautiful pictures of tribal indigenous people who had beautiful broad faces, gorgeous teeth that appeared to be, you know, cavity-free, plenty of room for what looked in his mind to be, you know, all 32 teeth. And he thought, I wonder what they're doing differently than people are doing here in America. And initially he hypothesized that perhaps they were on more of a plant-based diet. He's thinking indigenous tribal people living in the outback, maybe it's just that they're eating a lot more plants than we are. So over about a 10-year period, he and his wife traveled to 14 different regions around the world, looked at different racial groups, these are people living in very diverse climates. He visited a group off the coast of Wales. He visited a number of villages in a valley in the Swiss mountains, went to regions of Africa like Kenya, and started and just observed the native people. And what he found was, number one, tooth decay was rare. He would sometimes look in 700 teeth, you know, 700 mouths, before he would find even one or two incidents of tooth decay beginning. And mind you, these are people that they weren't brushing their teeth. They didn't have toothpaste, certainly didn't have dental floss, but they had big, beautiful, pearly white teeth, all 32 teeth, nice, big, wide, full arches, and exuberant health. Their elderly were aging well. They were active well into their 90s and even, you know, above 100. And he thought, what on earth? What is the foundation for this incredibly vibrant health that they're all experiencing? So he took samples of the foods that these different groups of people were eating, brought them back to his lab here, tested them, and what he found was the foods they were consuming contained 10 times as much fat-soluble vitamins as the average American diet at the time, and 4 times as much calcium. He later went on to understand that the fats namely animal fats or fats from seafood and fish, were key to allowing minerals to be delivered efficiently into the bones and teeth. And so what he found was quite surprising. It wasn't that their diet was more plant-based. It was that their diet was intentionally filled with animal fats, and especially the diets of their young reproductive age couples.
Wow, that's brilliant work. I mean, when you talk about with medical doctors about, you know, making sure our bones are strong, they don't ever talk about fat digestion. They don't even talk fat at all when it comes to, you know, reminerals. They just talk about calcium, right?
Right.
And I know that this is, I mean, to me, I've as a healthcare practitioner, I talk about this all the time, is that you really need a really great balance, and going fat-free is not healthy for our body. I understand that you're going to be a speaker at the Wise Traditions Conference, Nutrition Conference. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I will be speaking along with a whole list of other practitioners, including a couple of medical doctors who understand the importance of a high-fat diet in order to get the calcium into our bones. So, yes, we've got quite a lineup.
And this is going to be in November at Anaheim.
Yes.
And where can we learn more about this conference, where you're going to teach more about what we spoke on regarding Weston Ace Price work?
Okay.
Where is the website that we can go to?
Okay, our website, wisetraditions.org, will take you right to information about our conference. This is our 16th annual conference, November 13th to the 16th. So wisetraditions.org, and
Oh, Kim, thanks so much. I'm sorry today it's a little shorter. All right, wisetraditions.org, everyone, wisetraditions.org. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne right here on Radio MD. Stay well.